It's fear.
Hello?
Have you checked the children?
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
If he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Greetings, flesh wound horror freaks. I am the man with the hat, Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya and Pugs Dread. Gentlemen, how goes your evenings?
All goes well.
Namaste. How about you? I'm doing Maxwell.
I'm doing well. Still hurting, but still alive. So that's the important thing.
Unlike dicks.
Unlike dicks, which are dead. There you go. I like the artwork on that. So we do have a review for Dead Dicks, but with Todd's favorite thing, Dead Dicks. But first, Todd has some horror pack business to get to.
We got the horror pack unboxing.
You really want to flash your address?
No, see, I did that this time. I blurted it out.
Oh, okay.
I forgot to last time.
You don't want to get a Todd to Todd the Todd, man.
Next time I'm just going to write your address on the box.
That's fucked up.
All right, so here we go.
It could be like a hot female stalker, though. You never know. I mean, I'm sure there's somebody like, ooh, I want to ride that hat.
I'm sure he's out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucked up. It's a hot female stalker, damn it.
Okay.
Well, after a certain operation, he can be.
They're going to assignment me.
Hold on.
So, like normal, it's packaged well, all that fun stuff. So, let's see.
What'd you get?
That's the fun of this, at least. See how much I already have. Okay.
It's that dildo he drunk ordered.
This isn't the exclusive. I don't know this one. This one could be interesting.
Oh, you know, that's
St. Agatha.
Yeah. I think that's Saint Agatha. Motherfucker. The director of God, this could drive me fucking nuts. Read the name. Famous director.
Yeah, oh, I can't see it in this dark.
Look it up.
Sorry. I know. Look it up, Dan.
I'm looking it up.
All right. Well, you look it up.
I know who it is, but then the name's not coming to
that's,
me.
It's one of those. You know what? If I didn't have these.
Aaron Lynn Bousman. I've even met him.
Oh. Insidious 3.
If I didn't. Yeah. Last month, I think they sent me 2 or 1. What didn't they, Dan? Well, if I didn't already have them all, that'd be cool. But there's one for the.
Well, you always get the.
Well, I'm doing it for the
contest, the future contest. Oh, here we go. Wow.
I don't have this one, and this is the first 4K I've ever got.
Oh, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Sweet. Yeah. Have you watched it yet?
I actually have not.
I was surprised because that didn't catch on, and neither did Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. And I
actually really liked that. I don't even know if they mentioned they were doing a 4K. It doesn't say digital, though, so bummer. All right, last one.
Something cool.
Here we go. This is the horror pack exclusive. This is like the whole reason I do this stuff.
Oh.
And I don't know this one. Dan? Witch's Brew.
Oh, dude! Fuck! That's good one. That's actually one of the better ones they've had for this exclusive title. Unless it's a different Witch's Brew.
Is it a cartoon?
No,
I think that's just the artwork.
Okay. Who's the?
Of course, the back doesn't say the director.
It's got to be the same one, though. That's
pretty cool.
Yeah, let me.
Well, we can cover it.
Yeah, it's. I'm assuming it's the Chris Lamartina one, which is actually a lot of fun. So Dan's going to have to get his ass on eBay and order that, since I don't get the heart back because I do want it.
And that's why, see, and that's why I just do it now, because
they've had, see, like,
but see, now I've collected them all, so it's you, like I'm just going to keep doing it.
It's like, but when they're putting out like Cannibal Holocaust,
and see, there's food, that. There's like,
it's like I've got them.
There's like three or I think four releases. There's the Pieces one, which is kind of useless. There is the Cannibal Apocalypse one, Holocaust, which is kind of useless. I don't have Pieces, which I still kind of want to get to fill in the gap. But like they did a Vinegar Syndrome's Jack Frost, but it has an exclusive commentary only on the horror pack one. So,
Well, there's that. Yeah, if it's something exclusive, I guess. Yeah. But it's like, I mean, I don't feel the need. I have a decent amount, but it's still quite a bit to complete it. So, but I do want Witch's Brew. I remember that being quite good.
Well, we can talk. You know, maybe we'll start doing that because there's so many of them. The next month is the 50th one. Maybe we should do a few, you know.
Yeah.
We've never talked about it. I haven't even started watching. Like, there's the ones I've seen, and I haven't even really watched them all, but yet I have.
Best of, because there are some gems in there. They're hit or miss, but there are some gems.
Since we're coming up on 50, we'll like pick like a few from the first hand and then a few from the next hand. So yeah. We'll kind of like, yeah, that's something we can do. But that's not the main reason we're here.
So Insidious recovering.
No.
The original.
The horror pack exclusives.
You lucked out on that one, actually, being that you didn't have the 4K. And Witch's Brew is, yeah, it's a good one. From what I remember, it's been
there's
like
some months I'll have like everything but the exclusive, and then there's this month I only have one of them, so I lucked out.
Okay, yeah, I remember Witch's Brew being fun. Don't you know? It's been a while, but yeah, I
doesn't
think
it's matter. It's exclusive, so I'm cool.
Dead Dicks. Todd likes the dicks.
It's funny because I made all these jokes already in the chat, so
I'm just beating you to it, Todd. I mean, I gotta bring
no one beats you dead dick like Dan.
Well, that's fucked up, Todd.
See the difference? Mine's more creative. Yours is just recycling what I already said.
Tune in to patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures where Dan proves everybody wrong about all these dead dick jokes.
Just like he proves everyone wrong about battle royales.
I stand by it.
Well, I'm telling Kruger.
At this point in 2020, for the last
What year was Grunt made? What year was Grunt made?
What does it matter what they do in a fucking movie? That's 1985.
That's where this whole thing comes from. Because you couldn't. They can't have a pinfall in a battle royale.
I remember fucking Andre the Giant throwing motherfuckers over the top rope. Haystacks Calhoun throwing motherfuckers over the top rope. You, generally speaking, that is
okay.
A battle
Dan, be good.
I will be good.
We have some business to attend to for our friends at Artsploitation Films.
We do.
So don't worry. We're on top of it. He's going to keep acting up, so we're ready.
That's cool. All right. Getting me mad. All right. Dead Dicks from co-directors Chris Bavoda and Lee Paula Springer. This film follows. After Becca receives a distressing call from her suicidal brother, Richie, she rushes over to his apartment and finds him alive and well, surrounded by copies of his own dead body. All right. So, anybody that's been listening for a while knows I love me some Artsploitation. They put out some great, great stuff. Big Trauma fans here. Huge Trauma fans. Wither. They've put out some great shit. Not just horror stuff. They do all sorts of things.
We really loved We.
We, yeah, we did. That was actually really good. Yeah, I guess you could say that had some you know, macabre elements, but it's not a horror movie, but great movie. But Dead Dicks. So I thought it was interesting that this opened up with a suicide hotline warning, which I wasn't expecting. I was like, oh, okay, this might be heavier than I thought. But it's definitely a horror comedy, but I don't know. I'm undecided like where it sort of leans more. I think it's serious enough that it's a little bit more on the, you know, family drama side between the sister and the brother, which is a real thing. Like if you've ever known or dealt with somebody who is suicidal, that's an emotional roller coaster. And I thought that they did a pretty good job. When this gets heavy, particularly when she kind of stands up to him a little bit, I was like, oh well, okay, this is getting heavier than I expected. What with you know, early on when he's like farting on her and like, you know, a little more of the light humorous stuff, or debating whether the wall image looks more like a pussy or an a-hole, which I thought was pretty funny. This one is different, and difference usually always good for me. I'm going to say a little bit more, but I'll tag you in first, Pugs, before I do. What did you think?
I was confused at the tone. So, yeah, it's kind of heavy, but it's also really, really funny. So I kind of wanted it to lean more on the funny side myself. But I did like it. I love the fact that it's mostly one place. Yeah. So I had to save my money. The vagina wall is fucking cool. or butthole.
Looked like a vagina. I'm on the vagina train.
I am too. I just had to throw it out there.
But it's I really like the concept. I thought it was pretty damn cool.
Yeah. Nothing like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to stop there because I really want to talk spoilers.
Okay.
Yeah, I do too because
I find it hard to talk about without giving away certain things.
Yeah, we'll have a spoiler talk.
I think actually this one we're going to do a spoiler one. Do you want to do it exclusively for Patreon since this thing isn't even out yet?
Right. You can do it. Yeah, just we'll warn you.
We'll make sure they really understand we're going to talk spoilers. Because
Yeah. Did you feel bad for the neighbor? I kind of did too. I'm like, he doesn't have to. Dick. Yeah, but I'd be pissed too. I mean, shit.
Fuck him and his rice and beans.
Damn. What did you think, Todd?
I really liked it. I went in not expecting what I was like. This was the last one on my stack of stuff to watch before, you know, I went out of town. So I was like, all right, well, I better watch this one now so I don't have to do it, you know, when I come back. And I was really glad I did because I had no idea what I was. I didn't even read the synopsis. I was just like, it's a new one from Artsploitation. Their reputation of late is I'm going to give it a shot even if I don't know what it is. So I went in. I didn't know what I was getting. I was probably in the best way to watch it. Like, once I saw the vagina on the wall, I was just like, what am I watching? And then from there, it just got, you know, once you, like, accept what the premise is and just go with it, it's just, I get where Pugs, it could have been more funny, but I liked that it was trying to be serious too. I mean, it did walk the line a little. So I kind of get what you're saying with that, Pugs. But I did really like this one.
Yeah, definitely. I get it. I think some people might potentially, I mean, nobody's really reviewed this yet, but some people might be like, well, this is getting too heavy for something when they just had a debate over butthole or vagina. but I soaked in the weirdness of this one. I thought there were a couple, you know, it's not a gory film, but there, you know, had a couple moments that were pretty cool, particularly with the neighbor and everything. Well, we'll get into it in the spoiler section, but I felt bad for the girl. I really did. I was just like, man.
I want to say, I think them doing the whole comedy part at the beginning was kind of to disarm you for what we were getting later.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's
true. For me, that worked.
That's true. Arts, it's always something different from artsploitation, too, which I really like. The only thing I want this movie to catch on, no matter what, everybody needs to see it and like get it out there in the consciousness. Because once it is, I want to paint that shit on one of my walls as a conversation piece. It's got to happen. And then any date I have over is like, vagina or butthole? What do you think?
Are you asking what's on the wall or are you offering?
I'll flip a coin. All right. So I do like these sort of basic, well, and this is really three people, but limited, just one location. They made it work. They really did. Yeah. It's always cool to see pull something off that really probably didn't cost much of anything. We're going to talk more about this in the spoiler section, but we'll rate it first. I give this one a 4. I liked it a lot.
I'm with you on that. I'm a 4 also.
I know I said that I'm like confused about it, but I actually really do like this. So, shocker. I'm a number 4.
Yeah. And this is one I feel like the more I watch it, the more I'll get out of it.
I think so too. I probably should have watched it twice.
Well, I mean, shit. A 4 for one time. I mean,
because it's interesting enough. Yeah. Well, we're in spoilers now, right?
Yeah. Hold on. Well, let's
spoiler warning for you guys now.
And please, 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 on this one, take heed on the spoiler warning. You're gonna want to check this out when it gets released Tuesday, July 28th on DVD, Blu-ray, and VOD from Artsploitation. So definitely recommend checking it out. And do not listen to this portion until after you have viewed the film. So if you're listening, this is your warning. If you're watching, we have the spoiler warning on the screen. So, okay, there was your warning. It is now spoiler time.
Spoiler time indeed. All right, well, Pugs, what was like your big issue with it?
Well, it's not really like a big issue. I love the name. And it makes sense, you know, because like all of a sudden there's a bunch hanging around. But my thing was, when did she die?
Oh, the
yeah, when never happened on screen, right? The first one.
Well, she drank that thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They explained it.
You see her drink something and sit and sit on the couch, but now, you don't understand. It doesn't seem like it.
Was she? Did the brother do that?
No, it was he. It was his.
It was an accident.
Yeah, she drank his, like before. So,
yeah. Okay. So okay. Yeah, I thought that worked pretty good. You didn't go where I thought you were going to go because this was one case where I didn't want such an ambiguous ending. This was one where I don't know. I wanted something a little bit more when she went into the wall. I just felt like they could have ended better. I'm usually okay with an ambiguous ending. I don't need everything explained to me, but in this case, I don't know. I just wanted, it left me wanting more. Fuck. Could we get a dead dicks too? Maybe. It just seems unlikely for some reason. Yeah, I don't know. That was my beef. I don't know. Todd, did you have any kind of a beef with it?
No, I really didn't. I kind of was thinking, I mean, I liked the lead female, cool. And I kind of wish, you know, she would have got that happy ending, but it wasn't that type of movie.
Yeah.
And I really don't see a way out of just like a normal ending. I think it had to be out there.
Yeah, but it wasn't that it was out there. It just, okay, she goes in. I don't know. It's just like, I just.
How do you explain a vagina on the wall that brings you back to life over and over? Which we didn't even say like till right now in the spoilers. So that was good.
We did good.
We did good.
Yeah. Wait. How did he get there? Like, there's a lot of questions, but I don't mind those not being answered. I don't know. It's missing something for me to go, for me to rate a five. I just wish it would have been a little more funny. And like, I'm a dickhead. Sometimes I find suicide funny. I know it's a serious issue, but
I want Tim White to show up. Like in the
obscure Dan.
Wrestling fans know what I'm talking about.
Well, Dick looked like a skinny Tim White.
Chris Benoit on the Bowflex. That's what she sees when she goes through the vagina.
That would have been fucking hilarious, actually.
Welcome to hell.
Yeah, but I don't understand why you feel bad for the neighbor. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Well, I do sympathize. I mean, that dude was kind of a dick neighbor, though, to like be blasting that shit all the time.
You should talk to my neighbors and say, how was he in the 90s?
He was a fucking asshole.
Oh, my neighbors across the street hated me. Hated me.
He's always playing that Tupac.
Then he like got killed, and then they like taunted you about it.
They blast Biggie.
You know what's funny? I didn't bring it up, and I kind of would have earlier. Have you guys? They're totally off topic. The new Merkins video, KWA, Killers with Attitude. It's a straight up, straight out of Compton spoof. It's Freddie as Cube. Jason does Dre, and then Pennywise does Easy. Pennywise to me had the weakest verse, but it was still pretty goddamn entertaining. Check it out.
Did Pennywise get the AIDS? I'm sorry, I have to go there. Oh!
So just like that, Dan's a dead dick.
And there we go. Canceled.
I know, I crossed the line.
So when this movie does get serious, though, like it gets pretty freaking heavy. That caught me off guard. But I agree with you, Todd. I think we were set up, taken to a semi-happy place just to be knocked the fuck down.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's Dead Dicks. So check it out. Always down for anything artsploitation.
High recommendation. Yeah.
Grab some of their other stuff. Like I said, Trauma, if you really want to get heavy. We, not horror, but We is a great film. Wither, going back a ways. I don't know if you can still get a Blu-ray of that or not, but yeah.
Some of their older releases that were BDR are getting press releases. I know there was one we already covered. That's one I'd really like to see them revisit.
Yeah, I would too. I'd like to see Wither get a new edition, because that was really, really good. So, all right, guys. FleshWoundFeatures.com. Check out the eBay stores. Support us. Patreon.com/FleshWoundFeatures for exclusive early content. All starts at $1, so you really help us out. Trying to grow that. YouTube, like, share, and subscribe. We're still new, so that helps increase our visibility. And stalk us on Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Good night. And don't be a dead dick.
Like Namaste. Dan.
Like Todd. Fuck you, Todd.
And we wish you Maxwell.
And Dan's a dead fuck.